Wow, I sure do love cats. I suppose I didn't know how much until my social media service informed me I had liked 8 pictures of cats this week. Maybe I should get a cat or stay off of social media. If you listened closely, you may have noticed that I did not use an article in my first 2 sentences about cats, but I did in my third. There, I used the article A. On our program today, I will tell you why and share some simple rules for when not to use articles. As you may know, English articles refer to the words a, an, and the. Even some English learners with years of training have trouble with these little words, and for good reason. The rules differ from language to language, making it tricky to know when to use them. But don't worry, the good news is that some kinds of nouns do not require articles in speech or writing. This idea is often called the zero article. The term zero article itself is not very important. It is just a way of saying no article is used. There are many kinds of nouns that are not preceded by articles in English. Other nouns get no article only in some kinds of statements, such as generalizations. To begin, we do not use articles before plural nouns and non-count nouns when making generalizations. A generalization is a broad statement or an idea that can be applied to a whole group of people or things. As you may know, a plural noun is the form of a word that relates to more than one person or thing, like apples, dogs, telephones, and children. Let's listen to an example of a generalization with plural nouns.
Dogs are much more playful than cats.
This is a very broad statement applied to 2 groups of animals, so we do not use articles. We do, however, use articles with plural nouns in specific statements. Here is an example for comparison.
The dogs at the doggy park are very playful.
The speaker is talking of specific dogs, the ones at the doggy park. So the article the is used before the plural noun dogs. Now let's move on to non-count nouns. You may remember from an earlier program that a non-count noun is a noun that we usually do not count. So it does not appear in plural form. Non-count nouns include materials, like gold, substances, like water and fire, abstract things like music and justice, and some other things. Generalizations with non-count nouns are not preceded by articles. Let's hear an example.
I like listening to music while I exercise.
The person is not speaking of specific music. They are saying they enjoy the general act of listening to music as they exercise. For comparison, here's a specific statement.
The music at the show last night was too loud.
The person is speaking of specific music, the music at the show last night. So the article the appears before the non-count noun music. The zero article also applies to other kinds of nouns. For instance, we normally do not put an article in front of a proper noun, a word or group of words that name a specific person, place, or thing. Proper nouns are easy to identify because they begin with capital letters, like the month of August, 7th Street, Mexico City, Alice, English, and Voice of America. Have a listen.
Alice teaches English at Voice of America.
Note that none of the proper nouns has an article before it. Articles, however, must remain in place if they are part of the full name of something, like the newspaper, the New York Times, musical group, A Tribe Called Quest, and country, the Netherlands. Here's an example.
My favorite musical group in high school was A Tribe Called Quest.
Now on to transport phrases. No article is used with some phrases that relate to transportation, such as by car, by train, by bus, by air, and on foot. Take this example.
The group traveled from Tangier to Casablanca by train.
In addition, we do not use articles with some time words and phrases, such as at night, at midnight, tomorrow, today, and yesterday. Articles also are not used for general time phrases beginning with the word last, such as last night, last week, and last year, as in this example.
Last week, I took a painting class for the first time.
Next, no article is used for some phrases that relate to well-known institutions or places, such as at home, at work, at school, in class, in college, and in jail. Take this example.
Sorry, I can't talk right now. I'm at work. I'll call you later.
However, in American English, there are a few exceptions, such as at the hospital. And lastly, we do not use articles in relation to the general role of most common places, as with the word class in this sentence.
When does class begin in DC public schools?
And now back to my cat obsession. I'll tell you later if I decide to get a cat or just stop liking so many pictures online. I'm Alice Bryant.